Well, it's a massive day today for the Royal Flying Doctor Service. I won't give it away, but I'll let Flying Doctor James Anderson explain all about it. Dr. James, good morning there to you.
Morning, Troy. Thank you very much for having us on.
Big day today. What is the big occasion today for the Royal Flying Doctor Service?
Well, it's our 94th birthday today, so it's our Flying Doctor Day today. And 94 years ago, the first RFDS flight took off. And so we're celebrating that today, trying to raise a bit of awareness of the service we provide and asking the community for their support.
So how can people support the RFDS for today, Flying Doctor Day?
Well, we are really lucky that the community gets behind us every day of the year so that we can help support people in the country areas. If they go to flyingdoctorday.com.au, they can make a donation today. We're trying to raise $600,000 for new medical equipment. And every donation that's been donated by the community is being matched by our giving partners, who are Rio Tinto, CBH Group, IGO and Burncut.
Fantastic. So hopefully a big day today. Dr. James, just how important is community support for the Royal Flying Doctor Service?
It's really important. I think the people who live and spend a bit of time in the country and regional areas know how much of a lifeline the RFDS is for the community out there. And whilst we do receive some government funding, we need extra support from the community to help be able to deliver the kind of service that the country people need. And it's everything from, medical equipment that needs to be turned over or replaced to, obviously that's what we're aimed to focus on today is, new and improved equipment for the crews and the aircraft.
Yeah, certainly. And how long have you been with the Royal Flying Doctor Service for?
I've been at RFDS for 5 years now.
Okay.
And it's been a good ride.
Do you have a memorable retrieval somewhere?
Oh, there's lots of interesting stories. Yeah. One that comes to mind that was a little challenging was a chap who got a circular saw wedged in his flank, in his side of his abdomen. And when you get something like that, stuck in somebody's someone's guts, the rule number one is don't ever remove it until you're kind of near an operating theatre. And
wow.
The only problem we had is we couldn't get the patient in the aircraft with that thing attached to him. So that was that's the kind of difficult situations we get into where, it's important to move a patient and care for them, but you have to make decisions and do interventions that we might not normally do in a city hospital where there's more resources and capacity. So that was an interesting thing. We had to take the circular saw out and the patient did very well. But, you have all sorts of strange things that patients in the country seem to come across from time to time.
What qualifications and, say, skills and attributes does it take to become a flying doctor?
So we've got a broad variety of doctors who work for us. All of them have some critical care medicine experience, whether that's emergency medicine, intensive care medicine, or anaesthesia. But we also need doctors who have a bit of an understanding of rural medicine and sort of primary health care as well that might happen out in small clinics out in the bush. Because we do things, everything from teleconsults for somebody on a station who has a kid who's a bit sick, all the way through to delivering intensive care type services for critically unwell patients who need to be moved to the city. So it's quite a generalist bunch of skills.
So what type of, say, aircraft types have you trained to deliver care in?
We've got three groups of aircraft. So we've got our workhorse, which is the PC-24, which is a turboprop aircraft with a propeller up the front. We've got 17 of those. We've got three jets, the Rio Tinto Life Flight PC-24 jets. They're really good for going long distances, so up to the Kimberley and back. And we can take three stretchered patients on the jet as opposed to the turboprop aircraft where we can only take two. And we've just, in the last week or two, started operating our two EC-145 helicopters, which are working more in the range sort of within 250 kilometres of Perth to try and get those patients in those, kind of nearby hospitals to the city quickly when there's a sort of time-critical situation.
And Dr. James, what's it like, say, delivering care inside the RFDS's flying ICU in the sky rather than, you're on land there in a hospital somewhere?
Yeah, so they're pretty cramped spaces, but we try and set up all the gear and equipment so that we can do, a variety of, emergency and intensive care type interventions and care in the aircraft. So, it's fun. It's one of the best parts of the job is, when you're flying out somewhere that you get to look out the window and see this amazing country that we fly over. I always say to the people when they're coming in, you're either going to go fly somewhere interesting, do something clinically interesting, or you'll just meet a lovely patient who's incredibly appreciative of the care that they're getting and the service that they're receiving.
All right, so it's happy birthday today to the Royal Flying Doctor Service, the 94th anniversary, believe it or not. So today, Flying Doctor Day. So if somebody wants to make a donation today, Dr. James, what's the best way that they can go about that?
Yeah, so they can go to flyingdoctorday.com.au, or if they're after some Flying Doctor socks, which are quite comfortable and warm, head over to our normal website, the RFD, which is rfdswa.com.au.
And I believe some WA landmarks will be lit up both blue and red later on tonight too. So maybe you're doing that in your part of WA. So, yeah, fantastic.
All over the state.
Hey, Dr. James, thanks for your time today. Go well today. And, let's see if we can raise plenty of money for you and the team there at the Royal Flying Doctor Service.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Troy. And thanks to the community for their support.